Reno's Rock Station, Rock 104.5, Aftershock 2024. We are backstage. Man, we are busy. We are having a good time, and we are with Moonshine Bandits. Guys, how you doing?
Good. All right, how you doing, brother?
We are doing fantastic. All right, so tell us all about Moonshine Bandits in 30 seconds or less.
Yeah, we're badass motherfuckers. Happy to be here. And we run the West Coast, you know what I mean? Thanks for having us.
No, absolutely.
We're very appreciative. We represent the blue collar, Central California area.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So you guys have been doing this how long? 20, 25 years?
Been doing it for a minute. It's all good. You
all right.
Know what I mean? But we ain't done yet. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Like, we're just catching a stride right now. So
you guys have collaborated with so many different great artists. You know, tell us about some of your favorite collaborations, and you know, really what it means to, you know, be collaborating with guys like Kid Rock. And
right, yeah, I mean, oh yeah, man. You know what? To be honest with you, one of our biggest collaborations that we ever worked with is the headliner tonight, Corey Taylor.
Right. Yes.
Like,
Corey, how does that happen?
Well, his wife. You know what I mean? She was in a, what is that, the Flaming, what was that, what's the group they in there?
Cherry Bomb.
Okay.
Yeah, man, she had been awesome. She was in one of our music videos that we did with our friends Lax, and like, we became friends with her, and they, like, they performed in front of us many years, like, or at bike rallies and stuff like that. And you know what? One day, Dusty, you hit her up and said, hey, Corey, want to jump on a song? And he's like, fuck yeah, I want to do that. And like, he got to step out.
Hey,
of
by the way, can we cuss on this?
We got beeps we can put in there.
Okay,
we're good.
Cool. Yeah, we've collabed with, you know, Corey Taylor. We just did a song with Buck Cherry, Josh Todd. And, you know, we've done shows with Kid Rock.
Afro Man.
And we've done a whole tour with ICP.
Oh, man, my favorite. I'm a Juggalo, so
yeah,
there you
so
go.
Like, we're all over the map. We're happy to be here at Aftershock. I feel like we found our home, though. You know what I mean?
We got the Bucked Up Whiskey. Tell us about how this collaboration came out. Oh, and we got it, too. We got to taste it before we talk about it. Here we go. Bucked Up Whiskey.
Yeah,
here we go.
With our friend Jeff Savarsky. He's with California Cowboy. And I tell you what.
Ooh, that's good.
He came to us and said, hey, you know what? Would you guys like to be... Would you guys be interested in doing a whiskey? Well, we used to do a moonshine back in the day. We said, hell yeah, let's try it. And, you know, Bucked Up Whiskey, this is a blend that we came up with where we went through many, many different trials, right? Now, how many do you think we went through before we got to this flavor right here?
Well, that is good.
Whiskey's supposed to burn. This don't burn.
No, it does not burn at all, man.
Get a little bit chilled. You know, I'll tell you what, man, it's going to be the whiskey, the new whiskey of America right now.
I got to let you on a secret. We'll be the first ones to hear this. Late November. We will be the first ever churro flavored whiskey to come out and hit the entire U.S.
Wow, look at that churro flavored whiskey.
Right? How many churros you ever had in the flea market, boys? Come on, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, this is incredible.
But a portion of every bottle goes back to a horse sanctuary up just above Red Bluff, Redding, California. So, you know, they rescue horses all over the West Coast and put them up there and give them another shot at life. So, check it out. If you got a little cowboy in you.
I'm glad you said horse rescue, because I thought you said whore rescue, and so I just wanted to make sure. I mean, we're from Nevada where it's legal,
sure,
so
there's a place for that too.
Well, we got the houses in Reno, and we've got wild horses running all over town. Literally. We got wild horses everywhere.
Oh, this is great. Moonshine Bandits, what's the name of the new album coming out in March?
Confessions of an Outlaw.
Okay, any collaborations on this one?
I mean, you know what? On this album, we did more ourselves, because the last album we had so many collabs, it almost became a compilation. Said, fuck it, we're going to just do it ourselves.
All right.
Up the production, put the more money into the production, and I like how it sounds.
You guys have been all over. I mean, so many people are loving you guys.
They are running
family,
deep.
You know what I mean? That's West Coast, though. I mean, we learned that from Nick and Nate Diaz, boys. Come on. You know what I'm saying? We're right in the middle.
Now you're quoting Stocktone, where I'm from.
Yeah, man, we're from 209, baby.
Are you now?
We played the Asparagus Festival out there.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy. So, I mean, you come to a festival like this where it's everything. It's Cypress Hill and ICP. It's metal with Slayer and Slipknot, and it's you guys. I mean, how does it feel to just be surrounded with so many different genres and doing your thing?
Love it.
I actually, today on stage, to be having as many Shiners come out and support us today, and to have some of the chief security guards saying that we had one of the biggest crowds today in the daytime, which is amazing, flattering, very humbling, you know what I'm saying? But it's great to play with every different type of genre of music. I'm a fan of so many of these artists that are today, so it's awesome to be able to be here and be a part of this festival. Thank you, Danny Wimmer.
Moonshine Bandits, we'll see you very soon. You guys got to make a trip to Reno. We want to see you over there.
Thank you very much for your time.
You'll be
playing our new song called The Light. It'll be coming out next year, beginning of next year.
I look forward to it. Guys, thank you so much. Have a great one.
Take care.